Well, I think the suburbs for the first time in 30, 40 years are starting to see the capital flowing south into Detroit as opposed to up the Lodge and up I-75 and out I-94 and I-96 to the suburbs. And they're becoming increasingly concerned. We're talking about hundreds of jobs. Tata Technologies moving from Novi to Detroit. Google moving from Birmingham to Detroit. There seems to be an announcement every other week of some corporate relocation. And in a lot of cases, it's coming at the expense of the suburbs. And I think the RTA squabble is kind of a flashpoint of a much bigger issue. Remember back when we were going through bankruptcy and the city was going through that process, that there were a lot of things that were regionalized, and some of which were forced on the suburbs by the federal court. The best example being the Water Authority. And I remember Mark Hackle of Macomb County was complaining about being pushed around by a federal judge, which is interesting. But nevertheless, he finally relented and they became members, and down the road they go. But I think this is an issue where they feel that the suburbs are going to be paying for and subsidizing Detroit. And they feel like, hey, we've been doing enough of that.
So when we see, for example, in the published interview for Deadline Detroit, where Elbergs Patterson calls Mayor Mike Duggan a creep, Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle's basically saying RTA is dead. How bad have things gotten between leaders north and south of 8 Mile, in your view?
Well, my colleague Nolan Finley covered Coleman Young back in the heyday. That was before my time here in Detroit, but he says he hasn't seen this kind of acrimony since back in those days between regional leaders. There's a lot of frustration. The other thing that's interesting is the business community is squarely on the side of Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. It used to be that the mayor tended to be a problem that they would complain about, that it was the city was anti-business. Now you have a mayor who's basically put an open for business sign on City Hall, and you've got suburban leaders who have long championed themselves as supporters of business, basically telling business to go hang. They're not going to do what business tells them. Mark Hackle said recently that he had a business leader come into his office and threatened to have him primaried if he didn't get on board. Now, whether or not that happened or how it happened, I don't think we're ever going to know. But I think he didn't take kindly to that. But it shows, I think, some of the things that are going on behind the scenes.
And with this new coalition of business leaders called the Employers for Transit Coalition, saying we stand behind transit, can they push back enough against Patterson and Hackle to get this question on the ballot for voters to decide, do you think?
No, I think a lot of us believe that this really is not going to get on the ballot. They still got some time. I heard this morning there's more discussions at lower levels of trying to get this thing back on track, and that may happen. It's important to note here that the mayor told us in interviews up here on Mackinac Island that he believed he had a deal, and they all thought they had a deal on this, and then Brooks and then later Mark Hackle broke from the deal, and they were very frustrated. And so, you know, where this goes from here, I'm not really sure. The other thing I think is likely to happen, if they don't get it on the ballot, that they try to get some legislation this fall that essentially shrinks the footprint of the potential RTA. So people who live way out on the edges of these counties, who probably have low millages anyway, and having to pay another millage for a service they're probably not going to use because of where they live, the one way to eliminate that is to shrink the footprint a little bit into the more densely populated areas of Metro Detroit.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House checking in from the policy conference on Mackinac Island. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.